The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Second hour of the weekend edition. Going to do a little more in the way of politics in this particular segment, starting out with Glenn Downs here for a couple of segments anyway. Glenn, I want to start out by chatting a little bit with you about the situation between the Republicans and the Democrats right now, specifically the situation between the President and Mitch McConnell. Boy, there is very, very little, if any, agreement there. And I guess the question is the President going to draw a line in the sand and say, you know, it is what it is, and if you don't like it, you can lump it, so to speak? What are your comments on that?
Well, Al, it sure seems like that's going to be the case, or at least that's the way this new relationship seems to be starting off. Interestingly, both Speaker of the House John Boehner and new incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, both are the variety of Republicans that are kind of let's make a deal guys. They're willing to split the difference with lots of people on lots of things and not real big ideologues. So I think they had all ideas that you'd have two things happen. One, in the House, that there's a lot of work done to make sure to elect a lot of quote-unquote mainstream Republicans, people that are in the mode of a John Boehner, that people that are not as ideological as some of us might be. And then in the Senate, there was a tremendous amount of money invested by business interests through super PACs and other similar entities to elect, through the primary process, Republican nominees that sort of fit their mold of what Republicans ought to be. And then the big wave in November helped get those people elected. So in some sense, as it relates to the so-called Republican Civil War, the Wall Street, K Street Republicans versus the Main Street, Tea Party, Libertarian-type Republicans, the empire struck back. The mainstream Republicans, the deal-makers, were won. So now the problem is they don't have a president with whom to make a deal, because Mr. Obama seemed to immediately, right after the election, telegraph very hard that he has no interest in compromising on many things, even though they are certainly in a mood to split the difference. There's a couple of examples. One is the immigration situation, where Mr. Obama, by fiat, declared that he was going to not enforce or suspend enforcement of immigration laws that he did not like. And then there's a whole host of other associated laws that would, including Obamacare, that had implications on. And he went out of his way to do that immediately after the election and while Congress was in session. And these new Republican leaders, Mr. McConnell, very much were in favor of passing some kind of law for comprehensive immigration reform. So they actually had a chance to work with Obama and get something that they would like, that would be at least in the direction of something he would like, and he said no thanks, and he went out of his way to make sure to do that while Congress was in session here during this lame duck session, despite the fact that Democrats in Congress asked him not to do it. They asked him not to do it, not because they didn't want it, but they sort of realized that this would poison the water on some things they were trying to get done here as they were heading out the door. And so they thought best to do it strategically or tactically later in December after Congress was out. But instead, Obama went out of his way, pointedly did it here during the lame duck session. The second issue that would feed right into this was dealing with these expiring tax provisions that are coming due here at the end of the year. There was a deal being made, whether I liked the deal or you liked the deal or somebody else liked the deal. There's a deal being made between the Republicans in the House, between McConnell, between between Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid that to split the difference on a lot of things and do some things that some liked and not do some things that some other liked, but it probably would have blown a bigger hole in the deficit. But those guys didn't care. They had decided they were going to make some sort of deal between them. Obama got wind of it, and from some of the more liberal members of Congress, and went out of his way to publicly announce that he would veto any tax reform along the lines that the Democrats in Congress were compromising with the Republicans on. So the odd thing is, to finish this long-winded soliloquy, the odd thing is that now that you finally had the Republicans that take over the reins of power here in Congress that the mainstream press have been begging for, people that are willing to compromise and meet somebody halfway, you've got a president who seems to go, hey, I'm going to be Barack Obama unplugged. So here we go.
Well, and I think everything that you said there, Glenn, is what has me concerned. And one of the maybe issues of the political system that we have is that right now, Barack Obama doesn't necessarily need to please anybody. He cannot get reelected. This is his last term. We all know that. And he does have the power of his pen to forward any initiatives or policies that he wants done. And no matter who comes into power next, it will put them in a tough situation. I actually, in a sense, kind of feel sorry for whoever comes into power next, because they are going to have to deal with not only this immigration and Obamacare, but also whatever else might be coming down the road, which it sounds like this tax reform bill would have been one, and who knows what else the next couple of years can bring.
Well, I would associate myself with the people who feel that in a very meaningful way, we have moved into a period of a post-constitutional America. All right, we're certainly operating extra-constitutionally in many ways. But part of the reason for that is Mr. Obama. But now let's back up, though, and remember that we had a situation when, say, for example, George W. Bush, George W. Bush, 43rd president, was president. He did many of the same kinds of things that Obama is doing, just on admittedly smaller scale. You might remember that he really had wide use of what they called signing statements. So he would sign a bill into law Congress passed, but he would sign along with it a signing statement and say, well, basically, I'm signing this bill, but I don't consider this part of the bill, this part of the bill, or this part of the bill to be law. So I'm letting you know that I'm not going to be enforcing them, or I'll be disregarding them, or I challenge them. And so you had the odd thing of a Republican president signing into law bills passed by a Republican Congress, which he just simply said, I refuse to acknowledge that parts of them are effectively law. Well, Republicans were largely silent during that period, and they were doing it because they put party loyalty before their constitutional responsibilities as independent, constitutionally elected officers or officials in a separate branch of the government. They're supposed to be doing oversight, checks and balances over the executive branch. So you begin to lose your moral authority to whine and opine about Mr. Obama's excesses when you didn't do it as a matter of principle when it was your guy doing it. But now, that being said, Obama is doing it on steroids. Interestingly, the Republican Congress and the Congress generally still has the power, the constitutional power, to do something about that. You know, an extreme example would be impeachment. Now, that doesn't seem to be in the cards, but that power does exist. A less extreme example is the power of the purse. You know, you can say, hey, Obama disregarded the law, disregarded the Constitution when he instituted these immigration, waiving their immigration laws. But the Republican Congress, even the one house that we have right now, has got the power to say, okay, guess what? We're not going to fund your immigration enforcement mechanisms if you're not going to actually enforce the law.
And we're
going to
take a real quick break for a commercial. We're going to be right back.
independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, we're back with Glenn Downs. You know, Glenn, exactly what you talked about towards the end of the last segment was what Mitch McConnell talked about yesterday when he was interviewed on Greta Van Susen, and she said, well, how are you going to accomplish some of what you want to accomplish? And that's exactly what he brought up. So continue if you would, because I think that's an important point.
Well, to just finish up, we, meaning the Republican Congress, can use the power of the purse to constrain a runaway executive. But in doing so, that means you're going to have a showdown with political consequences. And most Republicans are more worried, and this is a blunt way of putting it, but they're more worried about getting thrown out of office than they are about enforcing the Constitution in many cases. It's a political calculation rather than a constitutional calculation that weighs in. Again, you lose some of your moral authority when you approach things in that direction. But interestingly, we might have one of those showdowns before it's all over here, even though our Republican leadership doesn't want it, not because it's being forced by hardcore constitutionalist Republicans from the right, but because Mr. Obama is just so blatant. When those leaders say to him, "Hey, Mr. President, let us meet you halfway," even if it's a place that I, for example, or maybe Al Corlin doesn't want to go, they are more than willing to meet him in some ideological zone that I don't have any particular interest in going. But if he won't meet them halfway, it's almost like he might force them into fighting. I'm old enough, and I've been around on Capitol Hill long enough to remember some of the government shutdowns during the Clinton era. And there was a period of time where, kind of early on in the Republican majority in the mid-90s, when we were coming up on a government shutdown, and Bill Clinton was willing to compromise a lot. And there were elements within the Republican leadership at that time that were really a little lot more hardcore than we have today. And if they had just given Mr. Clinton a little bit of a fig leaf, he would have taken it. They were so hardcore with him that Clinton said, "I've just got politically no choice here but to fight back." And much to his surprise, and much to the surprise of the Republican leadership, the American people, and the news media for sure, were with Clinton. So Clinton stood up and fought, not out of some great principle, but because just politically, you've pushed me so far, I really don't have any choice but to call your bluff on this and see where it goes. And much to his surprise, it worked in his behalf. And that same thing could happen, but in reverse, where you have the Republican leaders that would be willing to meet Obama halfway, but Obama won't meet them, and then they've got politically no choice but to stand up and fight. You'll remember last year when we had the government shutdown that our Republican leaders did not want, and the media and the pundits all said there are going to be terrible political consequences for the Republicans as a result of having shut down the government. Well, it's a forgotten instance at this point, and in fact, what happened, we just had an election. We now have more House Republicans than since the Harry Truman era, and we retook the Senate. So the political consequences of these government shutdowns are not nearly as dire as the Washington pundits would have you believe, but you've got to have people with stiff spines and strong knees to be able to stand up to that if that's the way things go.
Well, I think what we have here, Glenn, is I think we have an awful lot of, unfortunately, personal animosity, okay? And I hate to see that in government, because government is very, very ineffective when personal animosity between leaders back in Washington, D.C. exists. I mean, you can't tell me that there isn't a ton of personal animosity, for example, between Harry Reid, who is, he certainly is the minority leader, well, certainly will be the minority leader of the House, and I think this guy's got a huge chip on his shoulder towards Republicans. You can't tell me there isn't a huge amount of animosity, for example, between the president and John Boehner and Mitch McConnell. I mean, and that is simply going to grind the wheels of government as ineffective as it is to a halt. I want to change the subject just for a second, though. We've only got about 3 minutes left here, but we're getting an awful lot of press on the negative actions of the police in the United States right now. And I got to tell you, Corey, my personal feeling here is that, maybe the press has swayed my thinking, but I got to say, in major cities, I'm not sure that I'm real comfortable right now with the American Police Department. Thoughts on that, Glenn?
Well, I would associate myself with Senator Rand Paul's comments on this. There has been after conceding that we need the police to protect us from genuine criminals out there, or we'd have a pretty bad society. After having said that, there has been an increasing militarization of the police forces around the country. and you've had people treating civilian citizens as though they were enemy combatants in Fallujah. And that kind of is a different sort of a mindset where people are banging down doors and throwing in flash grenades when to arrest somebody or serve an arrest warrant on somebody rather than just wait for them to go out and buy a carton of milk, that sort of thing. And so you see some excessive force being used. And I know that's a legal, precise legal definition, and I'm not trying to make myself out to be an expert, but you do begin to see this increased militarization that separates people from law enforcement, and it's not good for the people, but I think it's ultimately not good for law enforcement, because law enforcement only works when people, generally speaking, you know, trust the rules and they trust the law enforcers to be fair actors and those sorts of things. So hopefully some of these recent tragedies will help restore a little more balance.
Glenn, that is very true. If people do not believe that the police are out there looking out for their best interests, they start doubting the police. They start going against what the police are telling them to do, and that's when you really get these civil uprisings. I've been in a number of countries where I honestly didn't feel safe, and that was because I'd look at the police force, and they did not look like they were on my side. And you will, I think, in every country, have bad and negative stories about police, but right now it seems like the news media and just citizens out there are really starting to question not only the police motives, but also the police ability to, in a sense, get off scot-free when there's video evidence, there's witnesses reporting that some of the actions that they are taking just are not the type of actions that we want in our country.
No, I have to agree with that 100%. I have to say, Corey, you know, it's funny, but I don't particularly trust the police because of personal experience, you know, and stories that I've heard, for example, in Mexico. Now, I'm not saying that every Mexican cop is a bad cop. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that I'm not sure that that's the direction I would head if I were in Mexico and I were necessarily needing a helping hand, for lack of better terms. And I don't want to imply, ladies and gentlemen, that Corey and I feel that all of the police officers in the United States are bad people. I'm not going to say that, but I will say that I would be careful at this moment in time. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-727-8702. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-727-8702. That's 1-800-727-8702. Call 1-800-727-8702.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Glenn Downs is a very interesting guy. You know, Glenn, I've got to give credit where credit is due, and Glenn and his boss, Congressman Walter Jones, would not be regular guests on this show if it weren't for our friend Jeff Deist, who is with us right now. Jeff is a very, very interesting guy. He is the president of the Mises Institute. As listeners are aware, I got to know Jeff when he was back with Ron Paul, even before he became the congressman's chief of staff. We've gotten to be golfing buddies, and we're going to continue that with a trip down to Auburn, Alabama, where Jeff and his lovely wife live, and their kids. Jeff, Austrian economics is what you guys are all about at the Mises Institute. More and more sophisticated investors are going in that direction. Talk about it, would you?
Well, it's true, Al. There seems to be a growing Austrian economics movement in the financial markets. In other words, hedge fund managers, personal wealth counselors, stockbrokers, et cetera, are more and more using some of the fundamentals of Austrian economics, especially as they apply to money and banking and credit, to make decisions and to make predictions, to perform technical analysis, et cetera. So it's really gratifying to us and to fans of Austrian economics to see our particular school of econ sort of coming out of the shadows and really enjoying a renaissance after the Marxist-Keynesian school of thought became so ascendant in pop economics in the 20th century. So I think really the events of the late 20th century and early 21st century have sort of swung the pendulum back towards a better understanding of markets and especially of money as a commodity. So I do think drip by drip we're making great progress in the financial sector. But more importantly, it's really just the intelligent layman who's coming to view our material as a source of education. And it's really self-styled education, right? It's not something where you're necessarily going to college or sitting in a class or receiving a lecture. You're just coming to our website or reading books, whatever it might be, and teaching yourself about Austrian economics. And really, we've heard from so many people over the years when they were reading Rothbard, when they were reading Mises, when they were reading Henry Hazlitt's Economics in One Lesson, whatever it might be, that they sort of had a moment, an aha moment, where it all started to fall into place for them, and they started to understand that economics is not this mystical pseudoscience. It's actually just studying human action, and therefore it's highly subjective, but there are certain a priori principles that can be applied, and that we don't have to concern ourselves with all this nonsensical empiricism, which is really just a form of economic history, which is most of what mainstream academic economists do, is they look at history, right? They're historians. They're not really theoreticians or true economists from our perspective. So, you know, we're making inroads, and I think that the Austrian school is really enjoying a renaissance here as we head into the 21st century.
Well, I think what's really important, Jeff, about learning about economics is not to complicate things. Right now, it seems like the way economics has been moving is to, I guess, just complicate everything and make these formulas and different sayings and try to convolute the simple facts that, you know, money is one thing and hard assets is another thing, and let's all look at inflation and deflation from these perspectives rather than trying to incorporate all kinds of different and new formulas that the next economist has come up with. And I think that's what Austrian economics is good at, and that's why I was interested by it, because it does break it down to almost the fundamental standpoint and says, look, guys, this is how it has been, and this is how it will be moving forward. Can you maybe speak to that a little bit, please, Jeff?
Well, it's interesting when you talk about needlessly complicating things. Isn't that really what academia does? Right. Yeah. In other words, they have a vested interest in making that their particular subject matter, in this case economics, seem more complicated than it is, because that makes it mysterious and that makes people think that they need to pay economists either in the private sector or in the university setting to sort of hand down this wisdom which they could not perceive themselves. And we really dispute that very strongly. And let me give you an example. Something like 90% of all academic economists in the U.S. who are university faculty have at one time or another somehow been paid by the Federal Reserve. And, you know, either they literally worked for one of the Fed banks for a while, or they got paid to give a paper at a conference, or to write a book or write an article. So we have this tremendous bias in favor of the central bank here in the U.S. And as we all know, central banks are very mysterious to the average layperson. But if you just step back and accept some a priori principles and say, well, we know that all other things being equal, the supply and demand of any given commodity are always heading towards equilibrium and trying to find that point where supply and demand curves intersect, right? And why should that be any different with money? Well, inherently or a priori, there's no reason why it should not be. But yet, our friends in the economics profession who love or at least apologize for central banks are constantly telling us, well, no, it's a mysterious process, and creating more money and credit, even if it just is on the balance sheet of Fed member banks, you know, doesn't alter the supply curve in the way you think it would, like it would with apples or oranges. So, you know, don't pay any attention to what we normally think of as supply and demand. Money is different.
Yeah,
and the Austrian school says, no, it's not, and we approach money as a commodity. And when you do that, when you take off the blinders, understanding money and understanding how what the Fed does hurts us becomes a lot more clear.
Yeah, it becomes a lot clearer how the Fed really is, in my opinion, messing things up. You know, a lot of people would argue with me because they would say, you know, well, look at the conventional markets in the United States right now, best place possibly to be, et cetera, et cetera. But I have to tell you, if the supply-demand equation in that particular issue were anywhere near unfettered by outside forces, that wouldn't be the case. When do you see this changing, Jeff, or do you?
Well, I think it's changing in the minds of the public.
There's
no question about that. And I think that crash of 2007-2008, which was a crash among all sectors, really, except for certain physical metals. You have to recall that, you know, not only did equities go down, but housing prices went down, All kinds of investments went down. Real estate went down. So it was really a time when diversification, so-called, didn't work for most folks. And they were looking for answers. And how did the Fed respond? Well, it took a bubble that it had created, and it went and tripled it in just a period of about 5 years. Now, there's a little bit of nuance here, because what the Fed has in effect tripled is the monetary base, which is a little different from the monetary supply, from the money supply. So that's one way that central banks sort of obscure what they're doing. And that also creates a time lag between money and credit creation by the Fed and actual price inflation on the streets for you and me. But the bottom line is that I think for a lot of Americans and Westerners, they may not completely understand the nature of the problem nor the diagnosis to the problem, but they know that something's not right, and they know that what the Fed and what the U.S. government is telling them is not quite right either.
That's the understatement of the day. They know when the Fed and the U.S. government, they know that what they're telling them isn't exactly quite right. One last question, kind of on a political topic, but do you think that Boehner and McConnell are ever going to be talking civilly in the same room and accomplishing anything with the president, Jeff?
Well, I don't know. I did an interview recently with a great libertarian named Michael Oliver, who's a technical analyst, and he gave me the visual image of new blood coming in and reanimating the corpse of the GOP. And when you bring up the names Boehner and McConnell, that's exactly what springs to mind, is the corpse of the GOP. I'm not a political guy. I'm not particularly interested in politics, but I would go out on a very soft limb and say that unless and until either party gets a little more interested in liberty, they're going to have a hard time growing, especially amongst younger folks.
I would completely agree with that, Jeff.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Corey. I agree 1,000% on that one. I mean, you're a younger guy. What's your opinion? We got 25 seconds.
My opinion is it just seems ridiculous that nobody can get anything done except for Obama, simply because he has the power to sign anything through. It just feels like any time there is a important topic or issue that comes up, we have another government shutdown, or at least we come close to it, and that's no way to run the country.
Stick around, you guys. We're going to be right back.
Minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Okay, here to wrap up the weekend edition with our friend Peter Grandage. Peter, before we get into what I want to chit-chat about, you being an ex-New York police officer many, many years ago, I want to say your Trinity Financial is growing by leaps and bounds. You know, I get all your missives out every day, and you're getting more and more pretty well-known celebrities and athletes involved with you. Congratulations, man.
Oh, thank you very much. It's been a joy and something I, you know, hindsight always 20/20, but I say if I only done it earlier, but the fact that God gave me the grace to do it now is good enough.
And you know what? That's my thought exactly about the way things are going, about things, the way things are going here. Anyhow, having said that, you can't turn on the television set right now. You can't pick up a newspaper right now without hearing about the travesty that occurred on Staten Island, if I'm not mistaken. And that raises the question of the activities, for lack of better terms, of some of the police officers in the United States. We're hearing about every single situation that has occurred that was questionable in nature. My opinion, the situation in Ferguson, I think the officer was probably justified there. But, boy, in some of these other cases, man, I don't know. I know you spent a certain amount of time as a New York policeman many years ago, as I said earlier. What are your thoughts about this, Pete?
Well, I think the two cases have some differences. And my observation, strictly as an, just a private citizen, in Ferguson, I think there was ample evidence, and of course we've seen what the grand jury has seen, to strongly suggest that there was a reasonable certainty that that police officer acted in self-defense. You know, we had someone who just initially had just earlier, not too long ago, had literally robbed the store. I mean, let's call it what it was. And there was clear confrontation. And then from scientific evidence and all, there was certainly a lot of circumstances to believe that the police officer was justified. Now, the Staten Island one is different in my view, and that is, first of all, we were talking about someone, although big in size, was committed or suspected of committing a very low-level crime. And whether the officers were fearful simply because of looking at the size of the man, he wasn't making actions in my regard that would cause them to act as they did. Now they decided they were going to arrest him, and by doing so, the occurrence of the choking happened. What we don't know yet, and I don't know if the grand jury testimony is going to be released in this case, we do know there's a supervisor there that's not seen in the video, but is known to have been there and has been testified by witnesses, and that person is of Black American persuasion. So to say that it was just racial, we would have to see what her testimony was. I doubt very much if her testimony was that the officer acted without listening to her and so forth and so on, that we still would have gotten the verdict that we did. So I'm more concerned about what took place in Staten Island, but at the same time, and I remind people of this, there's 35,000 members of the New York City Police Department. And in any 35,000 members of anything, there are going to be mistakes and, unfortunately, bad apples. But the New York City Police Department especially has done a pretty good job of rooting out many of the officers that fall in levels that really don't become a police officer, and is a very, very racially balanced police department, both not only in race but also in gender. So I just think that the combination of both, and of course the race baiters who play this up, and the media that likes to play it up as well, has maybe made it a lot bigger than it needed to be.
Well, the one comment that I would make is I have to agree with you 100%, and I'd like to get, I want to get Corey to weigh in on this thing also, but the one thing that I, where I agree with you 100% is that, you know, not every New York cop is a bad person. That's a ridiculous statement. Having said that, I will say that ever since Rudy Giuliani was the mayor, I mean, he really cleaned up the city, and I've spent an awful lot of time in New York over the last, you know, few years, and the one thing I will say that is, I think, a credit to the police department is the fact that I feel incredibly safe in your town. Now, there are segments of New York that I probably wouldn't go into at night, but having said that, New York City at night 20 years ago was a very dangerous place to be. It is not anymore, and I think that is very, very important to realize. I think, unfortunately, the situation in New York, Pete, really was, when you have 35,000 people in that particular category, i.e. police officers, you're going to get one or two bad ones, and I think that what happened was absolutely tragic, and that's the understatement of the show, but I also have to say, I think they ought to do something with this guy, and as of yet, they haven't. And I also think they have to do something with his three colleagues who were right there with him, if you can believe your eyes at the video. This guy cannot be in that particular position, and this guy needs to pay a price for a terrible mistake.
Well, and the overwhelming fact of all these stories right now is that people are losing lives, and they didn't. Most of these people did not have any sort of weapons. Yes, some of them were quite a bit bigger than the police officers, and I think it's really showing that some of these police officers are out there right now scared, and that's, I think, twofold in the fact that maybe they're undertrained, or maybe they've seen a few bad things out there, and that leads them to be overly cautious. But the other aspect is, I think other people are approaching these cops now with a different attitude, because it's scary when you come across a police officer sometimes when you hear about these other stories. And now that the race card is front and center, I think that just adds to the tensions between everybody. And all it takes is one person being scared or one person being over aggressive, and then you have a tragedy and a life being lost. And for the fact of the Staten Island cop, I think that was, everything about that story is wrong in my eyes, but for some reason it was almost swept under the rug because we were focusing on Ferguson. And the fact of the matter is, people are losing lives, and something needs to be done to set, I think, just the country's mind at ease.
I think one thing that's going on, Pete, and I'd like your view on this, is I agree 100% with the journalist who wrote a couple of days ago in the Washington Post that a major contributor to the problem in the United States right now, quite frankly, is the media. I mean, this stuff is being reported in a very emotional manner, and I'm not necessarily saying that it shouldn't be, but the media is going way overboard in this thing to, you know, obviously to use it to monetize their products. Don't you agree?
Well, yeah, you can watch it. They almost seem disappointed when no one's burning a car down. But I think there's a topic that isn't being spoken about. Ironically, it has been, and of all, it's been spoken by other African-Americans of note, and that is, while it one would think based on this reporting and the claims of the race baiters that a bunch of white people just keep beating up a bunch of African-Americans, when in fact over 90% of all black Americans crime and killings have been unfortunately caused by other black Americans. And that's where the real problem lies and the real reasons that should be discussed. But the Reverend Al Sharptons and Jesse Jacksons aren't interested, really, in my opinion. I think of others of seeing that much more concerning problem than this particular case. And quite frankly, my personal opinion is that they were both elated that the actual results came out that way, because it was far more beneficial to do what they do best, and that is agitate and make mountains out of molehills. So, yes, it is tragic, but at the same time, here you have a mayor of New York who's literally thrown the whole police department under the bus. And as you noted just before, a previous mayor did such a great job at the quality of life. I mean, you're correct. 30 years ago, you would not want to walk down Times Square. I'll tell you this much. Up until now, at least, one of the safest places you could be in New York is Times Square. So, you know, this will certainly not go away. The media is fanning it. But I think there's deeper root of problems than these two individual incidents, which I think in one case was more of a self-defense. The other was clearly other choices could have been made that were less forceful, and certainly there has to be some reckoning to those that chose to go the way that they did.
Absolutely. Peter, Corey, and I appreciate you coming on the show whenever you have time. You're a great guest. Your insights are, to say the least, very, very valuable to us and to our listeners. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed this week's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.D. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.